meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
And all across the land, they're singing happy birthday to you.
Sing along, everybody.
Oh, you're mine.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the hay.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Bailey.
Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you, little girl. Little puppy dog.
She's just...
You know, I think I have some candles in my bag. Maybe we can plant a candle in the middle of a chicken tender. Take a picture. That'd be fun.
That's fun.
We have a magnificent... Bailey is one of the most photogenic dogs I've ever seen in my
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
If she were to be on the dollar bill, the picture I have on Facebook would be the perfect one.
Which one? That's my favorite.
Good. So what we have here is we'd like you to just sign the card and say happy birthday to Bailey.
Oh.
In the comments. Let's build some comments.
She is a good girl.
And you know,
she's the lady on Three Men.
We don't really know when her birthday is because I got her 7 years ago this weekend. Mm-hmm. So that became her birthday.
Well, she's a very, very lucky dog, and...
We're lucky for knowing her.
Best way to celebrate Bailey's birthday is to visit one of our local humane shelters and find a dog for your family. And I'll say this, dogs that are rescued know it.
And who rescue who, you know?
You know, that's also brilliant. And what she does for us here in the studio, you know, with something may go wrong or we get frustrated and stuff, but Bailey's always here, and you cannot be upset when Bailey's in the house. It's That's just right. that kind of a thing. She is our emotional MVP. That's right, and that's why every Sunday I'm in my pajamas grilling chicken for you, girl. 704.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We had a record high of 100 today, and... I got a text from Ross. The Christmas trees are up in Costco.
Oh, yeah.
And have been up for 2 weeks.
They're usually a season ahead.
100 yesterday. Guess what? Today's record is 97. You can kiss that baby goodbye.
Goodbye.
1991 is the record year. We're going to 100 again today. Clear tonight, low 73. Let's go to 100 till Christmas Day. What do you say?
No.
We got the full harvest moon tonight. It's the last full moon on Friday the 13th until 2049. Tomorrow's high, upper 90s again. Rain chances about 10%. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is highly dependent on the exact track of that tropical system in the Bahamas. But right now, it looks like it'll bypass Alabama altogether. So I have really stripped the rain chances down to only 20%. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Right now, 71 degrees, a few clouds out there. East wind at 3 miles per hour. It's 7:06.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At 7:05, we have a Duncan and Sun Predictathon coming up. We're going to do Auburn-Kent State this week, and we'll let you know what you can win with your prediction. We'll post that sometime before 8 o'clock. Now, we're going to do IV vitamin therapy at Infusion.
Yes. Just you guys, though.
And, hmm?
Just
you want to do
could,
an IV?
We could
I will
it
arrange
it. Yeah.
So
actually, I would like you to join me in trying the Iasis.
You think there's something wrong with my noggin?
It's not necessarily for people who have something wrong with their noggin. It's a reset, a brain reset.
I'm thinking of...
I did it yesterday.
Jay's quote, go back to ISIS.
Oh, you mean this one?
Go back to ISIS.
It's I assist.
Oh.
I assist. Yeah.
And you're every day for this.
You know, if you are one of those folks, I call it busy brain. Maybe you can't shut your mind off. Maybe you're not sleeping well. Maybe you're restless. Maybe you feel like your thought processes are cluttered. It can help you with that, but it also has been very effective with people who have ADHD, ADD. And y'all heard the call from, I believe her name was Sharon, She and her friend went to try this brand new treatment out at Infusion, and her friend has Parkinson's and got immediate relief on the symptoms. It's certainly worth inquiring at 296-1662. 296-1662. IV vitamin therapy, cryotherapy, state-of-the-art treatments that are available at Infusion. And that's just across from Baptist East. Take Winton Blunt Boulevard to the east side of Taylor Road, and it's the third building on your right as you turn in. Infusion, cryoandlaser.com, online, down to the traffic dungeon. Good news from Emily next.
We are making our way into the 7 o'clock rush hour on a Friday morning, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and it's actually a pretty good time to be traveling. We have a few delays on the boulevard, but nothing serious. If you're on the interstates, they look like they're still up at a speed limit ride, and the 31s are moving along pretty well. There's a big crowd coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful there. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
708.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Baby showers are great because new moms get a lot of stuff they need, including things they don't even know they need, but other moms know they're going to need down the road.
Rich and I are already... We're ready when you are.
I've got the card.
I've picked up the party favors.
So, what a couple did is pretty great. John and Cindy Strawbridge live in York, Pennsylvania, and have a 2-year-old son, so they know how expensive basics like diapers and baby clothes are. And last week, they put together 150 gift baskets and then gave them away to new moms and dads who are struggling or didn't get to have a baby shower of their own. They called it a community baby shower, and they filled each basket with essentials like formula and diapers. Cindy also attached personalized notes to every basket to let each mom know that, quote, you matter, you are loved, and so is your child.
Aww. That's a great story.
That is.
A community baby shower.
That's the good news.
We're going to have yours at Baumhauer's.
No, we're not.
Because Bob is your friend and he wants to...
And I'm not pregnant, so there's, you know, no need for anything like that. But let me tell you something. Maybe these folks might have hurt their back lugging around 150 gift baskets.
Or you can...
Through the community.
Yes.
Stop it. Stop it. Lugging around the gift baskets, they might have hurt their back. So who should they get in touch with? Well, Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. He can help you out. In fact, he can help you out and help you understand what's going on with stuff. I'm going to share a personal story here, and I'll keep it brief. But husband's got this issue going on with his shoulder. He's been to see Dr. Pasley twice this week to find out what's going on and to get that worked out and figured out, and they've got a wellness plan in place for him, and it's working. So if you're living with aches and pains, don't. If you're dependent on pain medication, don't. That's what husband said. He's like, I'd probably be okay if I just took a couple of ibuprofen every day, but I don't want to have to do that.
Right.
Which is why he goes to see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, and you can too. 285-8483 is how you get in touch with them. 285-8483. You can also find them online at millbrookchiropractor.com. They are open now. Super flexible scheduling hours to keep you super flexible.
All right, it's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. It is also Friday the 13th, and we have various, some pretty good traditional song parodies we play on this particular date and so forth. And it's not going to be, I'm going to do my best with the convoluted introduction.
That's all anybody can ever ask of you.
I know. I think I have an idea that will work. And you'll just have to wait and see if it does. And if it doesn't...
I'm behind you, man.
I'm not going to get worried about it.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because it's Friday the 13th, and I can always blame that. Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon later in the hour. Right now, here's your local news. It's 7-Eleven.
From Alabama.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have made an arrest in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. 23-year-old William Slater is charged with murder in the shooting death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Police tell us the shooting happened at an off-campus party in the 2200 block of Spruce Street Saturday morning. A teenager was arrested for making threats at Wetumpka High School yesterday. Wetumpka police say a 15-year-old is charged with making terrorist threats. Police evacuated the high school around noon Thursday until the all clear was given. And the River Region United Way has kicked off its 2019 fundraising campaign. The organization serves nearly 130,000 people in Autauga, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, and Montgomery counties. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's a curse. Unlucky, it's the worst. Rabbit's feet don't work. It's like walking under a ladder, or when a mirror shattered, when it's Friday the 13th. I'm unlucky, Friday the 13th, and I'm inside opening an umbrella. Yeah, an umbrella. Let me tell ya, the ace of spades, the dealer has dealt ya. Lucky and it's hard. I've got no lucky star, the death tarot card. And I'm frightened of black cats, lighting three on a match, never step on a crack. And I'm unlucky in the song.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV. Weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I've got a case of paraskevitic triophobia. If you look that word up inside of the Wikipedia, it's the fear of Fridays on the 13th on the calendar. Maybe you've got paraskevitic triophobia. I stepped upon a crack one time, my mother broke her back. I'd 7 years of bad luck after my mirror cracked. I walked under a ladder when it was Friday 13, and that's why my backpack is full of 20 rabbit's feet. Oh, I think I've got paraskevitic with triophobia. You should get the lovers if a black cat walks in front of ya. When you spill some salt, you better throw it left and back of ya. Yes, I've got the paraskevitic triophobia.
And now, here's a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious edition of
Random Facts.
Whoa. Whoa.
Tightest ever.
You know, you always joke about retiring from doing this. Yeah. That might be the one.
Is that the one? Should I stop now?
I think
now?
That's the one to go out on.
I don't think so. I think you got more in you.
Thank you for that vote of confidence. No, I need to
be real combative with me today.
I need to beg a little favor.
Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah, go ahead.
I know this takes a couple of minutes. While you start, I'm going to run down real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do something.
Oh.
Not that.
Just, you know.
Make sure
I just
turn
don't
the
want you to feel
on.
Like
just
it.
Light a match after it's over
with. I'm not bailing. I just need
okay.
time.
Okay.
All right. See ya. Did
Bye.
You know Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, Shazam.
Shaq. He is an auxiliary sheriff's deputy. And plans to run for sheriff next year.
Where?
Well, he is deputized in Florida and Georgia.
Oh, wow. Let me just tell you guys something right now. Ain't no way Shaq is fitting inside those Buicks.
No.
There's no way.
They'll give him an SUV or
you
something
know,
like
they,
that.
No, I'm talking about when he's trying to sell Buicks on television.
No.
Yeah.
You ever notice they never show Shaq inside the car
right,
with the door shut? The door's always open because the other half of him has to be stretched out.
Right.
Because he's so dang tall.
Think about him walking up on you after he's pulled you over in a sheriff's uniform. I mean, just...
You'd almost want a ticket so you could have his autograph. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Officer, you forgot to sign this. Right here. Yeah.
Now on the backside.
No, wait.
Bobby.
Wait a minute. Here, do it in this Sharpie here.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
That's it.
Goodness. Did you know the duck-billed platypus just brings a smile to Emily's face?
It's a South Park episode.
The duck-billed platypus baffled European naturalists when they first encountered it. The first scientists that examined a preserved platypus body... This took place in the year 1799, by the way. Judged it a fake, thinking it was several animals that had been sewn together.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah. It's a very strange animal.
Yeah.
The duck-billed platypus.
I wonder if we have one at our zoo.
I don't know. I was there last night and didn't see a single animal.
Oh, really? Thought you would have seen two of them.
Huh?
I don't
what?
Know.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Was there not booze at the event? Would you not see double?
Oh, come on!
How was the elephant with two heads? That's the exhibit I would have wanted to see.
I did not. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Blah, blah.
I mean, I saw a lot of animals. They were cooked. But, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Did you know that around 10% of the population has a condition known as splenoculus?
What are the symptoms of splenoculus?
Well, splenoculus also means an accessory spleen. It's a medically insignificant nodule of splenic tissue.
Splenic.
Found apart from the main body of the spleen.
Wow.
That means if you have this, you're hysplenic.
Okay. Nobody laughed at my jokes. I'm not laughing at anybody else.
I didn't hear jokes. I don't know what I missed.
Did you know of Operation Vegetarian? It was a 1942 British military plan to poison German citizens by dropping anthrax-contaminated linseed cakes in beef cattle fields.
Right. Yes, I did hear that.
While it was never used in the war, the technique was so effective that the testing site's quarantine lasted until the year 1990.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Dead cow.
Hitler was a vegetarian, though.
Yeah,
or a vegan.
It's really strange because I've always, you know, the rules of war. You're out to kill people and break, you know, blow stuff up.
Yeah.
But we're not going to go that far. I don't...
Right? It's strange. Yeah. Well, we can't. No.
So it's okay if we throw, you know, shoot a bullet through
I
you.
I mean, Dresden was bad enough, but they're not going to drop this on a field. Okay.
Yeah. Did you know Herman the sturgeon is a fish that lives outside of Portland, Oregon, has survived being kidnapped. Yes, somebody kidnapped the sturgeon. Stabbed, also survived a wildfire, the Eagle Creek fire that took place there. Herman the sturgeon is now 80 years old.
What makes him so special that people would kidnap
him? He's waiting to be appointed to Sturgeon General.
Quit while you're ahead.
I'm looking this up now to let you know. Herman the sturgeon. Right now, Herman the sturgeon, he was a very large sturgeon, almost 11 feet long.
But why is he so special that
maybe
people
because
would
he's
want
that
to
big.
Steal him?
Herman is the star attraction of the Sturgeon Viewing Interpretive Center at the hatchery adjacent to the Bonneville Dam. Herman is 80 years old. He's huge. He weighs in at about 500 pounds. The fish is an icon and something of a pop culture figure. People love Herman, especially kids. He typically gets about 500,000 visitors a year. So, yeah. He's kind of popular around the area. Herman the sturgeon. Herman the sturgeon. I'm going to see if I can find you a picture of old Herman. There's old Herman's face. This is Herman. As soon as it loads up for me.
Yeah, of course. I would want to go home and look at that every night.
Yeah, right?
Boy.
So, moving on to random facts. Did you know the largest polar bear on record reportedly weighed about 2,209 pounds?
Yikes.
Was a male and was shot in the northwestern part of Alaska in 1960. The specimen, when they mounted it, stood 11 feet tall on its hind legs.
That's a darn big polar bear.
That's when you got to go to the big and tall shop, huh?
By the way, that's Herman the sturgeon.
Oh, Herman's right.
Oh, I
nice looking.
He's just saying
sturgeon.
Hello. Yeah, he's got some. What's that dude from Barney Rubble? Or not Barney Rubble? Barney. What am I thinking of?
Fife.
No, I'm lost now. That old dude who had eyebrows, he was on...
The old dude that had eyebrows.
Yeah.
Why are you thinking of Barry?
Barney on...
The police show.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Fish. His name is Fish.
Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda.
Who I think is finally dead.
He is, yes.
He did die.
Finally. Yeah, but
it was
a joke for a decade.
Oh.
It was the longest joke for a long time.
People magazine did an end-of-the-year remembrance on famous people that died, and they put Abe Vigoda in there, even though he was currently living at age 72, I think, at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So it did become a big joke. And
there used to be a website called Is Abe Vigoda Dead? And you would go to it. And it was just like, nope, he's still alive.
Wow.
Basically, Betty White's taking his place.
Don't talk about Betty.
Emily, the day will come.
Stop.
I'm not trying to rush it along or anything.
Don't speak it into existence.
Well, then fine. I'm horrible with names
today.
Yeah,
you are. You're the worst.
I'm very... the dude from Rolling Stones.
Keith Richards. Oh, my God, Jay.
Yeah.
Maybe you need the iasis.
It's bad.
It's really bad.
What did I drink at the party last night? Did you know workplace romances are still very common here in the United States? In 2014, 38% of United States workers had dated someone who worked for the same company as them.
Mm.
And 16% had done so on repeated occasions.
Did you see? I think I heard you talk about this story yesterday. The guy who was on the work trip having an affair. And he died, and they ruled it a workplace incident.
Yes.
And his wife still
collecting
got benefits.
80% of his salary until retirement age.
Ooh.
Because he was having an affair while on the job. That's crazy.
Did you know there was a legal battle over an amputated human leg?
Yeah.
That was found in a grill that was purchased at an auction. The leg belonged to the grill's previous owner, who had lost the limb in a plane crash, and he wanted to keep it.
Well, golly. You got to put it somewhere, huh?
I don't know why it was in a grill, but that's where it was.
You don't want your leg on the lamb. You want to know where it is at all times.
You want a leg on the Bobby?
Shh.
Did
the best
you?
I can.
Did you know the word abracadabra?
Yeah.
Was
invented by Steve Miller.
Yeah, it was originated from the Roman Empire, where Roman physicians would inscribe the word on an amulet.
Because they want to reach out and grab you?
And give it as a prescription for malaria sufferers.
Oh.
Apparently the word is Hebrew in origin, though. And its translation is, I will create as I speak.
Hmm. Not, you know what? Abracadabra. I'm just going to stop making jokes, because they're not funny, obviously.
With it. Just raise your hand when you're doing one.
Did you know the most common birthday in the United States?
October 4th?
October 4th.
You're right. You're in September.
September 25th?
No.
8th?
Very close.
I've always
9th.
Heard.
That's, you know, my Aunt Dana's birthday.
You know why that is?
Well, yeah. Because you count back 9 months.
It's right? Christmas. No,
of course.
And it's, you're in that celebratory mood, you know.
That's interesting, because I was always told it was October 4th and 5th.
I am certain. Interesting. I am certain that I was a Christmas gift.
I don't like to think about it.
I was anniversary exactly 9 months to the day. After an anniversary.
Well, this comes from an article in 2017, so I don't know if it's changed. Well, here it is. Researchers at Harvard University examined births between 1973 and 99.
Oh.
Found that the most common birthday for those years was September 16th.
That's my dad's birthday!
Wow!
You got Christmas babies all over the place.
That was my Aunt Dana and my dad are of no relation.
I know, but you still got Christmas babies all over the place.
There's a lot of people in my family. The law of averages is good for me.
Yeah. And finally, did you know that English is the only language in the world that capitalizes the word I?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, because, I mean, why wouldn't we?
I don't know, but other languages don't.
But why?
I don't know.
Why?
That's the question.
No idea.
Demands to be asked.
Why?
No capital I.
Poor Nancy.
No idea.
You could write that to American Pie. Why no capital I?
That should be a Schoolhouse Rock song.
It's a jam. I'm learning.
Now you're just.
I'm learning
fun
how to speak Emily.
Now you're just making fun.
No,
of
I'm
me.
Not. I'm trying to impress you.
I didn't see that as being made fun of. No.
You're learning me something.
You and I have been...
Good Lord, you're getting into a porcupine state here, so reactionary, throwing out quills at everybody.
I'm fired up.
Those are your random facts, by the way.
Thanks, Jay. We will do a $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
Those are my questions.
Yeah, I would love to know what the actual cost of your breakfast was this morning, because I loaded up a Kaneka sausage.
$0.
$3.60 a pound. I bought the eggs, a dozen and a half eggs. Those were like $1.52 at Food Outlet. So, and I used six of those. So, I think when all is considered, I was able to feed plus the shredded cheddar cheese that went into the omelet.
It was so good.
A cheddar cheese omelet and Kaneka sausage, probably for about, I don't know, maybe $3-4 a head.
Gosh, it was great.
And nobody got cheated on portions today, either, you may have noticed, because I make those omelets to fit the entire frying pan. Mm. You can save a lot of money when you go to Food Outlet. If you haven't been, don't be a grocery store snob, because it's costing you money. You know, it's like when you shop at Food Outlet and get used to their pricing structure, cost plus 10, and then you go back to one of the big chains, you're realizing, man, these are retail prices I'm paying here for stuff. And then, is it really worth it? My answer is no. I'm there every Sunday morning, except when I'm out of town, at the Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. And you'll save big in every department, from meat, chicken, dairy. Big savings there. Fruits and vegetables. They have a beautiful fresh fruit and vegetable selection. In fact, bananas are 37 cents a pound this week. That, for starters, that's about half what the change charge.
So good for you.
Bread. It's the only place I know you can get bread for under a buck a loaf, and it's good bread. The house brand is sure fine. Can't go wrong with that. And a package of buns for under 80 cents. So save real money. I think it's worth saving 10 to 15 bucks a week at Food Outlet. There's one in Millbrook where they do it as often as they can, meaning shop at the Food Outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in Prattville, on Main Street, just west of Highway 31. And now you can win $10 free shopping there with today's pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about Herman the Sturgeon. I kind of want to give him a voice.
Herman the Sturgeon.
I know, right? You don't want to pee-wee it up there.
Herman the Sturgeon.
That's a fish that lives outside of Portland, Oregon. Pretty old fish. How old is he?
Oh.
Wow. Okay,
that's
so
not
we
the
need
question I gave you.
The age of Herman the Sturgeon.
The age of old Abe Vigoda. Herman the Sturgeon.
All right, our number is 272-9228. If you were paying attention to Random Facts, you should have that answer, and we should see the line light up immediately with your calls.
Here it goes.
272-9228. First caller with the correct answer wins. Duncan and Sumner, predict the line coming up a little bit later this hour on News Talks.
Yay! It's me!
Montgomery Skywatch traffic making our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and our traffic today is remarkably smooth. We don't have any big problems on the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. We do see a pretty big crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area, so be careful on Highway 231 around Jasmine Hill Road, the River Bridge, and when you reach the boulevard. I-85's up at a speed limit ride, and we do see that normal slowdown on I-65 as you approach the downtown area, so be careful there. School zones are in effect. Watch out for the kids and the buses this morning. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, who is first in? Let's go to Brian. Good morning. Brian.
Hey.
You there?
You there, Brian? Good morning.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you now.
Brian, can you give us the age of Herman the Sturgeon?
Herman the Sturgeon, the same field, 80.
80 is correct.
And that wins you $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. Good work, Brian.
All right. Thank you very much.
Are you a new caller to the show?
Oh, no. Multiple caller.
Okay. Just wondered. All right. Good. Thanks. Hang on. Duncan and Sumner Predictathon coming up right now at 7:33.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Looks like that tropical system called Potential Tropical Cyclone 9. I know that's kind of a mouthful, but it is going to become a depression or a tropical storm later on today and threaten Florida and bypass Alabama. So that rain we were hoping for a couple of days ago, when it looks like the track could affect Alabama, is now off the boards. Our forecast, sunshine hot today with a high near 100. The record is 97. We will easily break the record from 1991. Clear tonight, low 73. Tomorrow, high in the upper 90s again. Rain chances about 10% tomorrow. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we'll put in widely scattered storms. About a 20% rain chance, still in the 90s for highs, and still no major relief anytime soon. Right now this morning, east winds at 3 miles per hour, a few scattered clouds, temperature is 71 at 735.
All right, we're going to go to Bill here.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Bill, you have a traffic blurb for us. What's up?
You got it. There's a traffic accident with possible injuries on Atlanta Highway at Bell Road. Emergency personnel are there on the scene.
All right, is it in the center of the intersection or specifically on one of the streets?
It's affecting eastbound traffic.
Eastbound, okay.
Especially the right lane of Atlanta Highway. You're going to need to merge left around some of the debris.
We appreciate your observatory skills, and thank you for letting us know. That's Atlanta Highway and Bell Road, and we thank Bill for taking the time to care. It is Friday the 13th, and we have here something that's a little bit interesting. It is a mashup of Friday the 13th and Beatle music.
Whoa!
And when we come back, we're ready for the Duncan and Sumner Predictive.
To the top of the stairs.
From the Fox Business Network, the Chinese government is responding to President Trump's announcement yesterday that he would delay a planned tariff increase on Chinese goods. China's official news agency now saying U.S. soybeans and pork will be exempt from tariff hikes on U.S. goods. With investors growing more hopeful about a solution to the U.S.-China trade war, the Dow may see its eighth straight gain. Futures are higher this morning after yesterday's stock advance. And there's news involving Huddle House, whose retailers are known for their down-home cooking. Huddle is going to buy Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, which is in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Huddle did not announce terms of the deal. And if you have the money, you too can live on the sprawling ranch owned by the late oil tycoon T. Boone Pickens. His home is on the market. It'll cost only $250 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stern.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
I know it's Friday the 13th.
The number 13 scares me.
People will purposefully avoid doing anything significant due to the belief that the day is cursed.
Don't cross a black cat.
Yawning without covering your mouth allows your soul to escape.
I do not whistle inside.
Did you know that a young boy drowned?
Friday the 13th for me has always been more of a lucky day.
Good, we need some good luck today.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at CaravinaVillage.com.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
Caravina Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at CaravinaVillage.com today.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cheer, cheer for this morning show. Oh. We'll get you up and ready to go. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning ride. Yeah. Drink down that coffee, tall, black, and strong. Call and request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning cheer.
Three men and a lady present the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
And for our newer listeners, the Duncan and Son Predictathon was launched years ago because this family, I think, is symbolic, Rich, of what happens often in our state where football passions run high, yet in the DNA.
It's a mixed family.
It's possible for an Alabama father to sire an Auburn son.
Yes.
Alabama father is Don Duncan. Auburn son is Mitch.
Good. He'll outgrow it. Thank you. He's growing up.
Roll Tide.
Somebody's got a...
You think it's a phase that he's going through, Don?
Yeah, he still just hadn't quite hit maturity.
I thought it was a phase you were going through.
As Denise Williams once said, let's hear it for the boy, huh?
Dang.
Pretty good. I want to begin first by saying last week, actually it was a week ago, Tuesday, Mr. Last Minute, right, to get everything done.
Right.
Got a trip to Florida planned, and you know what I always tell our listeners? Drive with confidence. When you're taking, you work hard for days off, and you get some time, and you make a plan, and you don't want to ruin it by having your car break down, something that no doubt the state-of-the-art diagnostics of Don Duncan would have caught, or noticed something embedded in a tire when they do the tire rotation. I drove almost 2,000 miles, not just the drive down, but commuting back and forth, and we went to Key Largo.
Wow.
Not a problem. And
great.
What I really appreciated was the accommodation you made for me to be able to get service the day before I left.
Oh, sure.
And I'm telling, it makes a difference when you, if you have doubts about the condition of your car when you're going on even a 50-mile drive, even if you're going to scenic Owosso, you want to know.
Owosso. It's very nice this time of the year.
That's what I hear. Is it cooler there?
It's cooler as far as the atmosphere.
The atmosphere.
It's
okay.
A cool place to go.
All right. So here we are in week three, and maybe emphasis on the week with WEAK. I mean, we're still kind of like.
Hey, we start SEC this week.
Who are we playing?
South Carolina.
Ah, okay. That's right. We're playing a real team, but we're doing the Auburn Kent State game.
Yeah, give them a break.
As a challenge. You know,
there may be weeks down the road they don't want to be on there, so take advantage of it now.
I'm thinking about, like, I get football schedules at Adams Drugs, and my realtor gives me one. And you get all that stuff, you know, like in March and April. Wow, I'm well set. I'll never have to look for... By the time the season starts, I've lost all the calendars that I was given.
Yeah, I know. I've got one in my wallet. It's very... precious, important. I refer to it a lot. Do you refer to it? I'm always checking.
Well, I would stick my magnetic calendar in the wallet, except it would make my keister look bigger, and I don't want to have that look. So, South Carolina, are they?
They're not too strong.
Got a freshman quarterback that's supposed to be pretty good, but you know, time will tell.
Yeah,
he's going to get baptized by fire this week.
They've had some rough years. Right. South Carolina has.
Was South Carolina coached by Steve Spurrier?
Yeah, Spurrier. Okay. Yeah, the ball coach. Yep.
But he is retired now, right?
Yep,
right.
He is.
I think when Clemson made their turnaround, it has hurt South Carolina on the recruiting side.
I think you're right about that. It certainly has.
And what are some of the emerging stories in this season on each team, starting with Alabama? Who's really making a name for themselves?
Well, that would probably be anybody with a crimson uniform on.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, well, I mean half the NFL played for Alabama, for crying out loud.
Now, come on down from the perch. And
oh,
now
man,
talk.
I did that for Rich.
What about your, are some of your injured players coming back?
Yeah. What's well, all jokes aside, you know, we have had several injuries, so we're going to learn a lot, too. Our linebacker core is not what we expected this year. They got hurt early, so but so far they're looking good, but do we know yet? No.
But you guys are so deep that when you lose some injured players, you've got so many to step up and take their place.
They are deep, but again, you have a cohesion there, and then they're not there any longer, so you got to work together.
I think that there's still question marks about how good we are, good Auburn is.
Yeah. I mean, the quarterback.
I like him too, but they need to prove themselves.
Last week they didn't look as good as I thought they should have.
Right.
Too long.
Right. Let's hope they look good against Kent State. Yeah. Didn't Saban went to Kent State, didn't he? Saban went to Kent State.
Okay. Yeah. Quick question here. We discussed this last hour. Who do you think is the best NFL quarterback of all time?
Oh, Brady is what I would say.
I would have said Montana up until the last few years.
Handsome young Mitch here actually looks a little bit like Tom Brady, doesn't he?
Oh, man.
He does. Maybe we'll do a side-by-side, a photographic comparison. Okay. you got to give it, I mean, Brady. He's got a good chance to do it again this year.
Yeah. Right.
He's getting better as he gets older.
Yeah. Of course, they've been, you know, the NFL has been pushing rules that do a better job of protecting the quarterback.
Right.
And, you know, it makes sense because generally those are the big names on most of the teams, and you don't want them sitting on the sideline with their leg in a cast and stuff. They don't really serve their teams or the NFL, for that matter, very much if they're just sitting on the sideline. But I am openly rooting for Tom Brady to make one more Super Bowl and win it. The rest of the NFL can go to Hades as far as I'm concerned. But Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they are not just Patriots, but real Patriots.
You're right.
I admire them for that, you know.
It'd be nice to see him retire healthy, too. That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. So your favorite all-time quarterback?
I'll go with Brady, but up until the last few years when he kind of stepped in and took over, Montana was who I would have favored.
He was number two on this list that they surveyed. It was USA Today did this. Brady was one, Joe Montana was two, and Peyton Manning number three. How about you, Mitch?
Yeah, I would say Brady's number one.
The Predictathon is now posted on my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend or a follower. Look me up on Facebook.
What's Kent State?
Flashes, I think.
Is that right?
I think that's right.
I thought it said goldfish because I saw it when I went to get the logo to put it up for the Predictathon. I thought it said goldfish.
I know Akron is the Zips. Who would want the Zips?
We may need to get in with Kent State. We might change, you know.
Golden Flashers.
Everybody's flashers making sure they're working properly for football games.
Oh, there you go. I got Duncan and Son. Yeah.
Well, take a wild guess. It's interesting. Last week, three people predicted 62 points for Alabama, but they didn't get the other side of it right.
Right.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
That was.
Here's what you stand to benefit. If you're the first person to predict the precise outcome of the game, winner, loser, and score. And let's talk about the works at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
That is an oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection, you know, top off all the fluids, air pressure, and vacuum out the car.
Great. And that is a nice deal. And, of course, with Don Duncan, if you need an accommodation, like I did last week, to get your car in for service, if you work downtown, the downtown location, you shuttle people back and forth to their offices all the time.
Yeah, right? We do from any location, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they all do whatever they can. It's all about customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. So, let's each make a prediction. I will write them down to see how psychic we are on the Kent State Auburn game.
I never know what to do. I don't know.
I'm going to go 34-12 Auburn.
Oh. 42-10.
42-10.
That's pretty good.
28-14. 28-14 for Rich.
Yeah.
Mitch?
I guess 45-13,
Mitch. Now, it'll be interesting. Will you help me remember to look at this a week from today?
Sure. Where are you going to put it?
In a place where nobody will see it.
Okay.
I'll put it in my orange folder here.
Okay.
Say that's the War Eagle
orange
folder.
Orange folder. Yeah.
So we'll put it in there.
I see you're wearing your War Eagle shirt. Thank you.
That's right. And, that's good.
And I'm glad you converted. I mean, it was about time.
I got converted and I got circumcised in the same week.
maybe that was Miami.
Actually, speaking of football down there, it is such a front-running town when it comes to college football. Here it is, and I'm glad because, frankly, I don't care about the NFL anymore.
Oh, right. Me neither.
Right.
Tom Brady wins, great. But in South Florida, the team literally has to have a perfect season to get people to pay attention and play for it. Otherwise, it's 25,000 people, you know, in the stadium.
Man.
As opposed to if they've got a perfect season going and they're playing like Florida or FSU, then they'll sell a lot of tickets. Otherwise, they're not interested. You're not number one? No thanks.
Wow.
Saw that quite a bit. Ate at Jimmy Johnson's restaurant in...
What is it, a steakhouse or what is it?
It's kind of... it's a really cool place. In fact, there was something there that I had not seen in any business in a zillion years. A cigarette machine.
You're kidding me.
At Jimmy Johnson's restaurant. And guess how much a pack of cigarettes was in the machine?
Probably $10. $5.
$10. Mitch?
$12.
Say $8.
$9.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
But it kind of freaked me out a little bit because I remember when those machines used to have, you know, like 40 cents. Then they went to $1, and then $2. That's it.
I remember how they operated with those buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you pull the thing. Right, exactly, right. Yeah. But a lot of interesting football memorabilia and pretty good food, actually. Key Largo was maybe 20 to 30 minutes south of where my daughter lives in Cutler Bay. So it was really nice. We had a good time.
Well, it's nice for you to be able to go down there and then leave this cold fall weather here and go down there and enjoy the summer.
Get some sun. Thank you, by the way. That was the eighth round trip I've made in my car, my Jack Ingram Rogue, since I purchased it. And every single one of them has been flawless. And my gas mileage was really amazing,
over
30 per gallon.
Great.
Yeah. I can do the round trip basically on about... $70 worth of gas.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. So thank you for helping me run a fuel-efficient machine. On Fridays, it's our tradition to play our songs that we've picked to represent each team. Donica Knight's War Eagle is coming up.
So you guys are 2:30 CBS, so the CBS game of the week starts this week.
Right.
All right, gotcha.
And by the way, the Predictathon...
I don't know. I'm looking.
I usually try to jump on there and say contest closed.
ESPN2.
Wow.
Let's get some real participation in there, too. Come on, it only takes a few seconds to post a prediction. Just go with your gut feeling and see if you can't win the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Again, on Bell Road, north of Vaughan, downtown at 408 Madison. And as often as they can, Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. And that's where handsome young Mitch
is. That's right.
Who's shaved. He's shaved a little bit.
Trimmed it up a little bit.
Too hot. Things to do and songs to play. Guys, we will see you again next week.
Thank you. Roll Tide.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic looking around the river region, and it's pretty busy this morning, but everybody is moving along well. We see one accident. It is in the 300 block of Vaughan Road. That's near Ray Thorington, so be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, everybody's rolling along just fine. We don't see any big problems on I-85 other than the normal slowdown between Chantilly and Taylor Road, and we also have the slowdown on I-65 as you approach the downtown area. School zones are still in effect, so watch out for the kids in the buses, and remember your speed's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 23rd to October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I know this is going to mean the world to you, but we'll play Donica Knight's War Eagle first.
Oh, yeah.
I knew you'd be grateful.
No, I thought you were going to play the Kent State song.
I don't know what...
What would that be?
I'm not kidding. When I first looked at them at their school website to see, you know, to get their logo,
yeah,
I thought it said goldfish. And I thought, well, there's the fighting goldfish of Kent State. But it's golden...
It's better than the Zips. Wow.
Yeah. accurate. It absolutely is. Hey, quick question, folks that are listening. Are you happy with the chair you're watching the games in? Because if you want to find something that's incredibly comfortable and just is absolutely perfect for you and you're on a budget, you need to go to Kaiser Fine Furnishings. And right away, you save 1.5% on whatever you pick because you're not buying under the Montgomery sales tax. You're out of that zone, so you'll save there. But throughout Kaiser, which is an enormous store, wear comfortable shoes and see everything there is to see. And test seat these, the couches, the rockers, the recliners, and everything else they have. It's an amazing selection, all fabrics and styles. And really, if you can't find the perfect fit, whether you're looking to redo a whole room or you just need, like we did, that recliner, I don't think you're going to find it anywhere. That's how big the store is, and that's how vast the selection is. Our friend Stella will guide you if you're looking for real value. She's got all of those marked. She's terrific. It's going to be a great experience for you, and you'll save money at Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, and they also have a Facebook page. As we close in on 8.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.